Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
It's a fun day today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go on.
My friend Village is going to be joining us on the show a little later on today. He's the guy who introduced me to my husband years and years ago. I met him in art class when I think I was in ninth grade.
And didn't you see him in a liquor store and he was on his way to go watch John Jam?
I met him at the country store right by my house. That's so funny. He goes, thanks. Yeah, I'm going to go see this band jam tonight. They're having an open rehearsal.
I listened to
you. Thank you. Like, what are you talking about?
That's the story.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you should get that Susie Wagner to come with us. Like, all right.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he have the hots for her?
Yeah.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
She was not.
No.
Hey.
But that night changed my life. Because I watched the band Cross Dagger.
And then you went after not John.
Yeah, well, I was in love with Whitey.
Right.
And John had a girlfriend at the time, Doreen. But after they jammed and everything, we're all talking and stuff. And I went over to the keyboard and I started playing Beth by Kiss, which is like the one song I knew.
So you were like, let me show these boys what I can do.
So I do it. And they were like, oh my God. And they picked up they all started playing along and they're singing it and stuff. And I'm like, this is what I want to do. I can't believe that it took me to this, you know, to 18 years old to figure out what I wanted to do. So I quit college and I got in a band.
So you quit horse college.
I did.
You were like, I'm done with horses.
I am done with horses.
Music's my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. All from that night because wow. I ran into Village.
And there's your husband-to-be and you walk right past him for the lead singer.
He the lead guitar player.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Whitey wasn't the singer?
No, this guy Danny was the singer at the time.
Oh.
He's Good Rick's older brother. There's a whole thing.
I was going to... Okay, remember right before we went on and I was like, I'll wait and ask you on the air. Whatever happened to Good Rick? Good Rick is still around. I know evil.
Evil Rick
went the way of evil people.
Yes.
But he also wasn't, you know, being evil prior to, like he was evil Rick. Good Rick though.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? I never see him.
I see him when we go home. Yeah.
Oh, he won't come here anymore?
No, he comes sometimes. His girlfriend Terry comes with him and...
How's Terry doing?
She's great. I like her.
You do?
Yeah, you're a very Massachusetts girl.
Oh.
And it's like, what I'm saying is she's like all my friends in Massachusetts.
So you don't like her?
No, I like her.
Oh, okay.
She's fine.
So she's a lot.
No, she's great. She's fine. I don't know. I didn't mean that to come out in a bad way. She's fine.
We're just riding you. Okay. Seeing what you got.
Not that much. So anyway, the guy... Because of him, our friendship, I know my husband, and he changed the course of my life. That, and it's like this little random chance encounter. Hey, well, what are you doing tonight? I got this thing going on. This guy I'm roofing with.
Who's that?
The lead singer, Danny. This guy, Danny.
Is a roofer.
He's a roofer.
Does he sing?
He's a singer.
But does he still sing?
No. He's a big trumper now. That's what he does now.
He posts
on Facebook about politics. I'm just like, unfollow.
He's a big Trumper now. I'm like, wait,
that's all I know about him.
It happens.
It's a thing.
No, I mean, I understand their opinion, but I just like, okay, so, you know, singing, gone.
Yeah.
Roofing, gone.
Gone. Just typing away on Facebook.
Just waves a flag
reposting
all day.
Stuff. Yeah, waving that flag. Wearing the MAGA hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they were roofing together.
How long were you with Whitey before?
On and off for 3-4 years.
And then after Whitey.
After Whitey, I got in a band with John, and John was still with Doreen. And.
Which was this band?
Joe Rockhead.
Oh, okay. I do remember that. Mm. All right.
And so I saw him all the time, and then he told us all. He goes, hey, you know, me and Doreen broke up, and she moved out. And I'm like, all right.
And were you like?
No, I wasn't. We had made out a couple times. He did cheat on her with me. But so I was.
What do you mean you made out? You never did it behind Doreen's back?
I don't We did some stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think we...
You weren't.
We didn't get horizontal.
Well.
No, you can vertical.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's other ways.
Sure. I'm just trying to figure out if that was, you know, if you're just misremembering.
I'm trying to remember now. I mean, we definitely did some stuff.
I mean, grown-ups don't usually, you know, go honk honk and then call it a day.
Yeah.
You didn't do any perpendicular, any triangular, you know, that stuff.
Triangular, definitely. We did some of that.
That's hot.
So we're in this band.
Joe Rockhead.
Joe Rockhead. And we were...
Doreen's out of the picture.
Doreen's out of the picture. It's been a couple months. And we're hanging out in the... It's just the Evil Rick and Good Rick have not showed up yet.
And you're sitting there having a grit.
Probably. No one knew. Uh-huh. And we're sitting in the rehearsal space. And he's like, hey, you know. We should go out sometime. And I'm like, and do what? Like, obviously, you just want to bone me.
Well, why are you so hostile about it?
But I mean, at the very least, funny.
At the very least, it's a nice compliment.
He, as John has been telling me my whole life, guys will do anyone.
That's not true. I don't know why he says that. There's definitely a bar, I guess you'd say. And it's often for me, it's more about how cool you can be. And like I had this lady, I wanted her so desperately bad. She had all the stuff I wanted to know about, every single thing.
Oh.
We could not get like be cool. Like for some, and I really have never had that experience.
Is this Santa Rosa?
I don't know. No. I really liked Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa said, I can't handle what comes with you.
Mm. Your job is a little much.
It was.
It can't be talked about on the air.
It was a lot for her, and she was like. But mainly, it was that stupid dating thing that I had to go
do. The three amigos. What was it again?
Three Muffketeers.
The three Muffketeers.
What was that?
I know. It's
Hooman,
so dumb.
Icky, and Vinny would go on these dates.
I'm not even single. I'm dating someone, but I go with these two clowns because they're
because it was
single.
A bit. They're both single.
And she's like, I can't hang out with someone who's dating. And
they're
I'm
on
all,
the
I'm
phone in the parking lot. He's about to go into this date that he's going to go on. And he's having a blowout fight with this chick.
It's not a fight. She just goes, I can't have you going on dates while
I'm telling people at work that I'm dating you. Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway, this girl and I just could not be cool. And I don't know why, but there was a point where we were in my house. We'd been on a date that night. And I just went, I haven't been able to go 2 days without some kind of friction between us.
Oh.
It's the kind of person that you go, I remember this is an example. I was buying the Mercedes diesel.
Yeah.
And she was just like, why diesel? Why don't you get? And I go, well, because I did the research and I like it. And my dad told me these engines last forever. And I figure as a commuter, this car will last extra long. And she just wanted to fight with me about it. And I was like, what do you care?
There are some people who just need to be having like these agitated conversations. She probably didn't even consider it an argument.
I just felt like
we're just discussing it.
That kind of thing was regular. And I just, we're at my house and I just went, I can't.
Oh, did you say we're not a good fit?
No, well, no.
Did she say, why?
Because I didn't, but you know what? If she'd said why and I'd have told her why, she'd have fought me about it. That's a perfect example of how we.
No, we're not going to break up.
It's one of those things. Yeah, that was another one when I said, I don't think we should hang out. It took me 2 hours to get off the phone that day. You're not giving us a good enough chance. I was like, I don't understand why you.
Wow. You've run out of chances.
I'm
you don't realize that you've run out.
I'm trying to tell you this is not fun for me. I don't like it.
Mm.
I don't want to spar all the time. I do that at work with this other lady.
I know.
That's true. Living.
God, I must be exhausting to you. Because we spar all day, every day.
Well, that's my point. I don't want to.
You want to go come home to some peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. If John wanted to spar with me all day, we would have broken up years ago.
Right. Back to John. Go on.
No, that's the whole thing. Village is coming in today. He's one of my oldest friends and he's going to hang. He's been on the show a bunch of times.
Hold on. I sidetracked us, finished the story, and you said, and do what?
That was it. That was the end of the conversation.
He didn't say, well, you know.
No, he was just like, oh, all right. I'm like, we're in a band. I'm not going to, we're not doing that. And then he kind of
wore, so
wore me down. And
his curly little hair.
Yeah.
I know, he is so cute.
He is so cute. And his little comments.
It's funny because
I'm going down the stairs bit.
Oh, that's a scale. He can't really do it anymore because his knees. He's so old now. We're old. We're old people. It's nice actually growing old
with
someone.
He probably was, you know, really good at it. You laughed and laughed.
Oh my God. John is one of those guys that he very quietly charms everyone. I think people like want to be friends with us as a couple because they're like, oh, Sarah, she's on the radio. And then they're like, you can leave anytime, Sarah. It's John. John is the one. I'm like, I married him. I know. I get it.
Right.
I'm the problem person in the couple.
So 1 week later, 2 days later.
A couple months later.
Yeah.
We used to do these kind of home movie things where and they were called the stuntman movies, where John would put the stuntman mask on and he would murder each of us.
Oh, can I watch that?
They're around somewhere. They're not great.
They sound super fun.
They're just, we would party all day and be making this movie all day. It was just like a thing to do if somebody had a video camera, you know, in early days. And by the end of it, it was, he said, hey, can you give me a ride home? Like, all right. We did it in his car the first time.
In his car?
Yeah, I think I wasn't drunk. Maybe that was it.
Oh.
Something. For some reason, we wound up in his driveway in his car. But it was miles
from in the driveway instead of going inside?
His parents lived there.
Oh.
We were like, I don't know, I was maybe 22, 21. I was living
at
home. His parents lived there. I can go in there and bone him. I think his brother still lived there in the room with him.
Oh my goodness.
There was no like.
He was a real catch back then.
Oh yeah. Weren't we all? I also lived at home.
I definitely brought girls right in the house and was like, be quiet as you walk past my parents' room.
Yeah. Well, you didn't share a room with a brother.
No.
Yeah.
No, but
they had five kids in a three-bedroom house. A tiny little three-bedroom.
This girl,
the three girls in one room and the two boys in another.
I would have been 18. It was towards graduation, but this girl that I knew her forever. And then this one night, she's like, yeah, let's go. And I went, okay. I brought her back to my house where my parents live, as you just put it.
Mm.
We get into my room and she goes, I have to use the bathroom, but she's naked. She's a naked lady at this point.
No. Oh, this is beforehand.
Right. I have to use the bathroom. Walks out of my room.
Naked.
Naked. Into the bathroom with this, like, she's 5 feet from my mom and dad's door. And I'm just like, I'm not going to stop this. This has to happen. I'll just wait and hope for the best.
Well, the fact that she was so laissez-faire about it, I'm sure your parents were like, oh, Vinny, she's in the bathroom. If she was being all furtive and stuff,
but
it would have been
one of those things where I look back at it and I just cringe like, what was wrong with me?
I'll do anything to get
laid. You're a guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, totally understandable.
I did that one. Mm. Anyway.
The end. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. In a second, I'm hungry for some headlines.
Oh,
and
good. Now
here's a song from Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.